We are very grateful to New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service for their support in bringing this project to fruition. So I would now like to invite Mr. Kyle Williams, the Director of the Southern Ranges Branch, to deliver his remarks on behalf of the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service.
I'd like to start by acknowledging all the various dignitaries that are here today. His Excellency, the Polish Ambassador, the First Secretary, the Mayor of the Snowy Valley Council, esteemed members of the Kosciuszko Heritage Incorporated Group, our Kosciuszko National Park Aboriginal MOU Group representatives, our Polish friends and community, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to start with an acknowledgement of country. I'd like to pay my respects to Auntie Iris White and Monaro Narrago people. And I'd like to acknowledge that we are conducting this ceremony today on Monaro Narrago lands. And I'd like to pay my respects to Elders past, present, and emerging. This is the first honour that I've had as the new director of the Southern Ranges Branch to come and officially open something. So it is very much a monumentous occasion for me, and it's the gravity of why we're here is definitely not lost. This event that we're here today is in honour of the long-standing connection between Australia and the Polish community. This is best referenced by the events from 2019-20, from the fires. And as some of you may be aware, but some of you may not be aware, one of the first commitments for fire funding for national parks and wildlife actually came from Poland. There was a donation of $150,000. That donation has been used on some incredibly important conservation initiatives throughout the park, and particularly around erosion control work and also pygmy possum recovery. The 50 trees that will be planted here today at Jihai are suited to the local climate, and as you're all aware, they're representative of the 50 years of friendship, of diplomatic friendship between our two countries. And in fact, again, as humble as the ambassador is, the idea for this was actually from him, from a genesis of an idea back in April 2021. So, Ambassador, thank you very much for the inspiration for this very important event. Thank you. The two plaques that are here and for you detail what the trees signify, and they also provide an overview of the expedition for Strzelecki and the expedition team back in 1840. Today's events wouldn't be going ahead without a whole lot of work from some really important and passionate people. I'd like to recognise that work, particularly to the members of the National Park and Wildlife Service. I'd like to acknowledge the Riverina Highlands field staff, and particularly their area manager, Matt White, as well as the rehabilitation team led by Gabby Wilkes, with also some extra work from Michelle Watson. Your efforts in putting this together have been absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much for your efforts. Of course, excellent events like these require lots of hands, so I'd also like to acknowledge the very much important work and sometimes behind-the-scenes work of the Kosciuszko Heritage Incorporated Group. Thank you very much for your efforts. Well done. And last, but certainly not least, of course, this couldn't have gone ahead today without the support and goodwill of the Polish Embassy and also our Polish community and friends. So thank you, each and every one of you. I'd like to leave you with this in terms of what this represents for me. These 50 trees that we're planting here today represent a living legacy that will support new growth in the park. It will drive conservation outcomes in the park. It honours the ongoing friendship and relationship between our two countries. And most importantly, it will preserve the cultural values through our shared connection to First Nations country and Australia's tallest mountain. I hope you all have a lovely day. Thank you very much.